what is the baggage allowance? How much baggage can I take? And if I have an egg?
It's 44 pounds.
44 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I thought it was more than that. Okay, do you accept steamers? That's a little larger than a footlocker.
As long as it's under 44 pounds, yeah, I would think so. No reason why not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for any excess baggage, how much?
Now, that is up to the international airline, ma'am. That would be so much per kilo.
Mm-hmm.
And,
from here to New York, so how much is it?
Well, we charge per piece, and it would be $6 per bag additional.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, of course, when I get there, they charge their rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. I need some information about going to Georgetown, Guyana. The information I need is how much luggage can I take on my ticket?
And where are you going then?
Georgetown, Guyana, South America.
All right, hold on. Sandy O'Mara, may I help you?
Yes, thank you. I need some information about the luggage and travel to Georgetown, Guyana, South America. First, I need to know how much luggage can I take on my ticket?
I don't know. Let me look up and see for South American flights. Who are you taking? What airline are you taking?
Well, I know that you have a flight leaving New York from... going to Georgetown.
We don't fly to Georgetown, no.
You
that
don't?
That's wrong, right.
Not anymore?
We never have.
Oh, I thought TWA did.
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, but...
Have you made any kind of arrangements yet?
No, I haven't. I'm in the process now.
Well, then you need to first find out how you're going to get there, and then worry about the luggage and all that.
Okay, now I know United goes there. And I know
Americans.
No, you know, it goes to. What I meant is
maybe as far as
they
New
go
York.
As far as New York.
Yeah.
This is what I was interested in,
yeah.
And I've gotten that information about.
Okay,
the
Pan Am is the one that you need to contact.
Pan Am, that
uh-huh.
is correct. Could you give me that number, please?
In LA, it's 629-3292.
Uh huh. All right, thank you. I'll call them right now.
Uh-huh.
Bye bye. Yes, this is Mrs. Johnson calling. I need some information about going to Georgetown, Guyana, South America. First, I'd like to know about the baggage allowance.
Are you allowed 3 pieces of luggage?
3 pieces of luggage.
One carry-on, 9x14x22.
Okay, just a minute. One carrier?
One carry aboard the airplane. One piece to carry aboard the airplane.
Okay, and what size?
9x14x22.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'm going to go slow.
Okay, because I'm trying.
Because I don't want to repeat myself. I'm going to go slow, and then you let me know when you're not ready to write, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You have one piece to carry aboard the airplane,
mm-hmm.
and its dimensions 9x14x22 inches.
Mm-hmm.
2 pieces to be checked as baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2 pieces added together should not exceed 106 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The way you determine it, you measure the length of each bag, the length, the width, and the height, add it all together, and it should be less than or equal to 106.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be more than 106 inches.
Mm-hmm. Would a steamer fit in that category? a foot locker.
I don't know. You have to measure it.
Yeah. Okay, then I can do that. And for any excess baggage, how much would I have to pay? Because I know I'm going to have more than that.
$25.
$25 for each piece?
Each additional piece.
Okay, that's all the way over?
Yes.
Okay. Now, could you tell me, how far is Georgetown from New York?
Mean miles.
Mm-hmm. Air miles.
What do you need it for?
Well,
miles.
Okay, thanks a lot. The reason I'm asking all these questions is because I want to buy luggage and I don't want to buy the wrong sizes and I want to know, you know, a little bit more about it. So that's fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. About going to New York, Kennedy Airport. First, how much is the fare one way? Coach. Maybe night coach.
Okay. Day coach would be $213. Night coach would be $170.
Okay. Now, how much luggage am I permitted to take on that ticket?
Okay, three pieces of luggage.
Mm-hmm.
The first piece not larger than 62 inches. The second piece not larger than 55 inches. The third piece not larger than 45 inches.
Mm-hmm. Would that include a steamer? Do you remember?
What kind of a steamer?
Oh, well, it's a little larger than a foot locker. It's flatter, but a little wider and longer.
Well, you'd have to measure it, and if it, to get the total dimension, you measure the length.
Mm-hmm.
The width and the height, once each, and then add all three dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not larger than 62, 55, or 45, you could certainly take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's larger than that, it would cost you $6 to ship it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, by air miles, how far is New York?
I have no reason to feel that Charlie would have somehow determined where we were living. The car was here and followed us someplace else. He would not have known about my mom's death because there was nothing in the papers here about it.
Uh-huh.
There are too many things that's got me concerned.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, if you all knew my real feeling, I'm dubious as to whether Wade even went by there. That's my real feeling.
But then why would he come back and tell us he did?
Oh, I don't know. You know, Wade kind of embellishes truth. He always has. The older he gets, the more he does it. And I listened to this story very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't believe he went by there.
Then if he didn't go by there, I'm wondering, what is he trying to do?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I have a feeling, I'm going to turn the TV down. I have a feeling he's trying to scare me out of here. He's trying to scare Mabel out, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his reasons for them
are.
But he went somewhere yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm. But evidently he must have talked to Mabel about it before, because when he called her in the room and said, why don't you go on with Lucy and I'll go on to this other place that I'm going to go to, she said, where? He said, well, do you want me to yell out where I have to go? And of course she said no. And she went in the room where he was, and he must have told her this, that he was planning to go to Charlie's house.
Yeah, well, he may have, but in either case, he gave me the impression that he did all the listening, and Charlie did the talking.
And Charlie he would not have been able to say that much.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way Charlie would have known that Sala wasn't at the funeral, and he said that he sent flowers, and they were rejected, and Ursa, he said that they... That's not true, because no flowers were sent there from Charlie. So I don't know what's the problem with Wade. I really don't know. I'm just sad about it all. I guess they should be back home by now, huh?
I don't know. I doubt it. They left here around 5 or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really surprised, because I had really, you know, thought about coming out there, too, in a way. Oh, you guys thought maybe maybe want to come over here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said that they were there,
mm-hmm.
I was really surprised, because I called this morning to say Mabel was going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And she, of course, she wasn't
mm-hmm.
there.
You know, I think what you really need to do is to realize that I don't think Mabel and Wade appreciate many of the things that you're doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be further ahead if you'd back off a little bit. That's my real gut feeling.
You don't think Mabel appreciated either?
Well, Wade is Mabel's husband, and Mabel has been married to Wade for almost as old as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to cause any confusion, and sometimes I'm reluctant to say things because I don't want them repeated.
Yeah.
In any shape, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But I quite honestly believe that you would be happier, and I'm not sure they wouldn't be happy, and they haven't even hinted this or said this to me, if you would back off a little bit and, you know, concentrate on living your life and let them do some of the things that they should do for themselves, even if they have to bump their heads a little bit doing it.
Well, I don't really run their lives.
No, I'm not saying you run their lives, but no, you said you had to go to Mama's funeral because of Mabel, and you were very concerned about Mabel yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's good. She's your aunt, and I'm sure they've been nice to you, but you know, from my perspective, I think you'd be further ahead if you just back off a little bit and you know.
Okay, I tell you, one of the things is this, Bill. You see, I felt a certain responsibility because I went with Mabel to get my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And when Wade became angry a few weeks later
mm-hmm.
and called me and told me that he blamed me
mm-hmm.
for having her here,
mm-hmm.
I did feel extremely responsible because the things he said to me
mm-hmm.
they were pretty rough, and Mabel has heard him say that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I tried to assume as much of the responsibility. In fact, I even called Texas then
mm-hmm.
because of some of the things he had said
mm-hmm.
and asked if we could bring Mama back, because if it was going to cause that much trouble between Wade and Mabel,
mm-hmm.
then I didn't know if we had made the right move.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, when she died, I felt that was the least I could do, too, because he kept saying, well, Mabel doesn't know how to do anything, and that, and of course she was still with me, and she did ask me to take care of some certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
And he accused me of bringing her out of here and then going in to have surgery so that I would not have to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
He even called me one night when we thought Mama was about to come home and said, I tell you this, why don't you move down here in this apartment
mm-hmm.
with Mama and Mabel, and I'll move upstairs in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He did not want her there,
mm-hmm.
and I felt bad because I had gone to get her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mabel is here, and maybe I do need to back off. I won't question it. I'll think about it. But I know Mabel depends on me a lot, and I'm concerned about her health right now.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get her to the doctor, maybe I can kind of back off.
Mm-hmm.
But like the house did, Mabel and I had done a lot of things together, and the power of attorney for Saola is not only my name, but it's Mabel's name and mother's name.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go too far ahead because Saola is my aunt. She's not my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not want to go too far ahead without Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't just turn the house thing over into Mabel's hand, period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess one of the things that started me to thinking, mm-hmm. in spite of the fact that I asked you if they were supposed to let you know where they were going, it does seem a little bit unreasonable that they didn't mention it. It just might have been an oversight that they didn't mention that they were coming out here. But they did indicate that you were at church, and I guess they assumed that you know, you would be at church. But I felt like that for a while, and
Well, that's okay. I appreciate you telling me what you think, because it gives me no chance to think. I know
you. The opinion that I get is that you and Wade don't get along at all, but you and Mabel do. And that would be a very unusual circumstance.
Well, it wasn't always like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know more about why and when the whole thing started. Wade would tell people, like he sat there and told Cooney, you know, that how he loves me, and he told other people out in Texas and how he's taking care of me, and a whole bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I know how he feels about me.
Uh-huh.
But at times he'll pretend to feel otherwise. So I just decided that, you know, I just wouldn't let him bother me. Each day I just get up and wipe the slate clean and start a new day, but I certainly don't want to interfere with what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when Mama was here, I was there mm-hmm. as best I could, and there were many mornings, like the morning when she went to the hospital. They would call me, and naturally I went.
Oh, there's no question.
And I helped to see her. And
you've bent over backwards to help them and also with Mama, but the only point that I'm making is that from my perspective, I think you would be happier, if not now, certainly later on, if you would just let them assume more of their responsibility. And, you know, if they definitely call you and say, come help me do this, but as far as trying to figure out what she needs to get over Mama's death and all that type of thing, I think you're putting a big burden on your own shoulders when you shouldn't be.
Well, that's true. I agree with you there.
Because you just can't do it, and you shouldn't do it. It just isn't. It's not fair to yourself.
No. Well, see, like last night, we had bought the cards, and of course, the other cards we got from the mortuary in Austin, and we hadn't finished filling them out, and so, you know, we thought, well, it would save money, you know, if we just bought the other cards thing together and use the same stamps and put all our names on them. I included mothers and names on some of them too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just send them out. And so that's why I was down there last night.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying, mm-hmm. don't misunderstand. I'm not saying don't go around them. I'm just saying let them assume some of their responsibility, because that's the way that it should be.
I agree with you, and that was the first time that I was with Mabel.
And, you know,
yesterday.
Some of the things that they probably ask you to do, they would do themselves if they had to. And I think in the long run, they would be further ahead if they had to take more of their own responsibilities. Wade has a college degree, many years ago, of course, and Mabel has some college training. And sometimes the mind will get lazy if everybody steps in and do the things that you're supposed to do.
Well, I agree with you there. That's why I said I'm not going to do anything else about the house.
You know, many times when you should be sitting with your feet propped up, you're running around.
Like I am right now. No, yesterday was the first time I was up with Mabel. They went with me the day I went to see the doctor.
Mm.
I haven't seen them all week. Yesterday, Mabel and I went shopping, and we went out for dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went down with the letters and things.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't spent any time with them this week.
Yeah, I'm not, as I said, I definitely don't want to create any problems, and I definitely don't want
No, I appreciate whatever it is.
I don't
want
it repeated, but...
No. I am tired, and I really don't know about the thing I was really worried concerned about is I feel that he really went to Charlie, and why or anything of that nature, I didn't know, and I just thought maybe you could ask him.
Well, he sat here and told the entire story, and my real gut feeling is that I don't believe Wade even went there. That's my feeling. Now, he might have, but I don't believe he did.
Well, that's about it. I'm glad that makes me feel a lot better, because like I said before, I just couldn't imagine him really doing that. And why he said he went, I don't know.
Well, he said the reason why he went was to determine Charlie's intentions, and that just didn't fit with the way he handled, you know, the way he talked about the entire situation. I'm not going to say I'm right, but that's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
After listening to his story.
Mm-hmm.
Because he talked about it more as if it were a game. And, you know, what he was saying is a serious matter.
That's what I'm saying, and he seems to be happy about the situation. He talks as though it's a laughing matter.
And I don't know what his motive is.
I have a feeling what his motive is, and I hate to state it. But I have a feeling that Wade hates me so much that, frankly, if he can't kill me, he would like to have somebody else do it.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, I do.
No, I don't.
I do.
I don't believe that.
Well, I hope I'm not, right, but that's what I seriously think, because if he went over there and did what he said he did yesterday, then that's the only thing that could come to my mind. What other reasons would he have to go over there?
Oh, I don't know. And as mm-hmm. I said... he gave every impression that Charlie did all of the talking. He did the listening.
Uh-huh. Charlie knew Mama was dead and knew Saul wasn't at the funeral and somebody was using the car. The car could be way up in Chicago, because anything for all he knows.
Uh-huh.
So how would Charlie know everything was going on around here?
Well, as I said, I don't know what his motives are, but I still contend that I don't believe he went over there.
Okay.
I honestly do not believe that he went over there, because he said once he said some things that didn't ring true.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he repeated the story the second time, he realized it himself, and he kind of changed it around.
Mm-hmm.
to make it sound like it was true, because, you know, he was listening to himself while he was talking.
Mm-hmm. That's another angle I hadn't thought about, because like I said,
Wade said, I sat in the house, and then he indicated that he had his glove compartment full of bullets, and he made no indication that he had gone out to Charlie's car. And then when he told that same story the second time, he realized that he had not said that. Then he said, I went out to the car with him. And, you know, I listen to people every day as well as you do, and I don't believe he went over there. I don't know what his motives are, but I sense that you and Wade don't get along with each other at all, and I don't even care about that. That's you and Wade's problem. But the only thing that I'm trying to get you to understand is that you don't get along that poorly with the husband and not be affected by the wife. Take that for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Well... I can, like I said before, it won't be no problem for me to let off. But as far as the car situation is concerned, I'm going to have to talk with her to get the money to get the car repainted.
Uh-huh.
The money's in the bank, and I can go draw it out, but I'm not drawing any of my money out.
No,
to draw it out.
The only thing that I'm saying is just let them do a little more, you know, themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be always there to say, oh, I'll do it for you.
Well, I haven't been there. I haven't always been there.
And, you know, as far as her accepting Mama's death, she has to accept it. It's a fact.
Yeah.
And Mama lived to be 103 years old. And I think there were very few tears shed at that funeral, because everybody who knew Mama felt like they were blessed.
Yeah.
And anybody who lives to be 103 years old, if it's going to shake you that much emotionally, then you must have some guilt feelings somewhere.
That's what I was thinking, too.
And if you've got guilt feelings of your own, there's nothing that you can do to help her remove those.
That's true.
Maybe she felt like she should have gone home more often. Maybe she felt like she should have spent more time with Mama. Maybe, but that's something she's going to have to work out for herself. But I just can't conceive a rational person having a parent to live to be 103 years old and being that shaken because you've got too much time to get ready for it. I mean, there were times when I talked to Bubba, and Bubba said on several occasions they called him and said, well, my mom just died. And they found out later that she hadn't, but, you know, it's not the kind of thing where you are that surprised. It's not like a 16-year-old driving a car and gets into an accident and gets killed instantly.
Well, I'll tell you what happened, and I could be wrong here, too. You see, I have been down there, like, for instance, the day that she died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it was the natural thing to do was, you know, go back in that, to the house with Mabel. Because I had to, you know, call them, find a mortuary to pick up a body and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they asked me to do it.
Mm-hmm. But California, when I came out here, I said, I missed El Paso so much because, you know, there I came from work and we sat on the patio and had friends over and we ate and we went to movies here. It's dark almost before, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening. It looks like it's dark.
Yeah, you get up, it's dark.
Yeah, you know, and so this has been the strangest place in the world for me. And the children and I had talked many times of leaving it when we first came. And then, you know, finally we stayed. I said, well, if things don't seem better after Christmas, we're going back. But then we had sold the house, and I would have had to start all over again because I had given up my job. And I did have a job here, and I decided to stay. But California has not impressed me very much because... even, you know, it's big, and one person on this end of the world and another person on the other end of the world, you know, it takes hours to get to any place you go, even
yeah.
if you go shopping. Many times I live up here needing medicine, and I just don't even feel like going the distance to go and get it. So I will say that, you know, things are much different now. I've told a lot of other people, you know, including, you know, Bill and everybody, that I've had more of a chance to know them since I've been ill, because I haven't had to jump up in the morning and rush out on some crowded freeway going to work, you know, and then rush home in the evening and tired and that type of thing. And it's a lot different, you know, since
yeah.
I've been home.
Yeah. Well, I won't keep you along. It was nice talking to you.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you, too.
And you're going to be able to first call, did you say, this week or maybe the next week?
No, I... was calling and I said, I want to come up yesterday. And I told him no, because I think they was going to pay my fare. That I was tired and I just didn't want to go.
Uh-huh.
I thought of it. I thought of going. See, after the piano, and I am the minister in charge, even though it may seem very strange.
Uh-huh.
I am the minister in charge of the temple here
uh-huh.
right now. So I hate to leave, even though they've asked me to, and they can manage without music. But I hate to leave before service, because most services are much better, in my estimation, you know, if there's some kind of music or something there.
True.
So this is one of the things I mentioned yesterday, that if I go, I would like to come up on a Sunday evening, be in the night service, then probably stay until about Tuesday. Because I've joined Weight Watchers, the doctors insisted I had to lose 20, 25 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know I really need to for my feet and for the hernia.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know yet. I just haven't really felt it, you know, agency to go. I enjoy San Francisco, and, you know, I know it would give me an opportunity to talk to, you know, the mother and the children maybe while I'm there. But also it holds a lot of memories for me, because I spent so many days there with mother and Saola and the children. And, you know, I just, when I go back, I'm reminded, you know. I know it's something I have to get over, but then it's not the same anymore as going there when they're all gone.
Well.
So that's one reason I don't, you know, really push going there anymore like I used to.
Well, in the event that you do, well, you let us know, and then, you know, keep in touch. Anything that might arise or some assistance you might need or something like that, let me know.
Okay, I certainly will. I'm going to, one thing I'm going to do now is have a car paint tomorrow morning.
Car painting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't talked with Bill, he might tell you a little bit more about that. Wade said that he went over to Charlie's house. I don't know what in the world he's doing at Charlie's house. And Charlie's supposed to be riding around with a gun in his car to shoot whoever he sees driving the car. So,
yeah.
I'm planning to have that repainted tomorrow. And probably try to get a personalized license plate and stuff like that. So, which really makes me a little bit upset because right now I've got other things that I need to be doing.
Say that again.
Well,
what
you just told me. Well, Wade said that yesterday he decided to go to Saola's house. And that Charlie told him that he had his gun loaded with 5 bullets and that he was planning to shoot whoever he should see in Saola's car. They also he doesn't believe that Wade went. But Wade went somewhere. And I don't know why Wade would want to go. I can't understand, you know, his reasoning at all. And the only thing that came to my mind was he was trying to get me killed. That's exactly what would happen. The man has killed 2 people already. And so why would Wade want to go over there and tell, you know, Charlie that I had the car and all of this other stuff. And I asked Bill to ask Wade, you know, because I wanted to, you know, was Wade really telling the truth, because I know Wade has been known to kind of stretch it, you know, putting it lightly. And Bill said that he told him 2 different stories. He said, and he was pushing him thoroughly. But it got me to the point where I don't want to drive a car again until I get it repainted, at least.
Don't you have your own?
Yes, I have my own car.
You should use it there and park it somewhere.
Well, I hate to just let a good car go to waste.
Well,
yeah, I know, I understand.
There's no comparison.
Yeah, I know, I know. And it could go on to sell the car, but you never get any value out of it that way either.
Yeah, but it's best to get rid of it, you know.
That's the way to
get rid of it.
But I'm just saying, but I can't understand why Wade would even go over there.
Well, I don't either. I'd see maybe why he would pass by there, but not to even stop and talk with him.
He went in, and the thing that he said, that Charlie said, and then Bill agreed that Wade talked as though it was a one-way conversation. Charlie was doing the talking. Charlie would not have known that Mama was dead unless somebody told him. Charlie knew that Saula wasn't at the funeral. So Charlie, well, you had to tell him that. Charlie's supposed to know exactly where we live. So somebody had to tell him that.
Well, that isn't too hard to find out, really. You know, I mean, he knew the church and all that.
Yes, he's called the church many times trying to find us.
Yeah, that's what I think. Well, he would know that, you know, somebody would not know what he was asking, you know, and somebody, oh, yeah, right over there, or something like that, you know.
Well, maybe so. But he called Texas, I know, and talked to LC, too.
Yeah.
And he was threatening to go down to Houston because he thought Coon and Otis had Saula down there. And if Wade knew that man was that dangerous, I can't understand why he would want to go over there yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's bad to, in a way, but in another way, you can look at it, that it's kind of
let you know what, be aware of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I had thought about the car business. Now, I definitely had thought about it. I had feelings about the car.
Mm-hmm.
So...
My advice to you would be to get rid of it. I mean, for the money that you would, you know, it might cost $50 to $40 at least to get it paid anyhow. You can just add that to what it would cost to sell it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking the resale value wouldn't be the same if it sold, would it?
With it painted?
Yeah, with it painted.
Well, no, once you paint it, you destroy the value. I mean, you lose some money in it, you know. Normally you do, you know, all depends on if the private party would might want to shine up, you know, a new paint job.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was going back to a dealer, you wouldn't. But a paint job would add to it if you ran in the paper and a private party wanted to buy it, you know. They would like when you, if you get it painted, then you, of course, that kind of thing, you get the same color because the trunk and the door will all be the same, you know,
mm-hmm.
as the original paint. And it look all original, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then you might not have any need to repaint it like that because it made a paint job should be pretty good as it is.
Yeah, that's the only thing if I just passed it. But I would hate for somebody, a stranger, to buy the car and get shot by Charlie.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, whoever gets it wouldn't be somebody right at your place. It'd be somebody maybe Santa Monica or somewhere. I mean, I'm saying, you know, I mean, you know, we're working in the future, but the feeling would be best to get rid of it, that's for sure.
I'm thinking, too, I'm going to have to make some decision before morning.
Yeah.
Because I had planned to have it repainted by tomorrow, but maybe I will just, maybe I should just go out and consider, you know, parking it and...
Yeah, as long as you have your own, you know.
Yeah, I still have my car, and...
Yeah.
I hadn't planned, I just had to drop the insurance on the car you know, I hate to do it like that, but, as much as there's so much dissension going on,
I
just wanted to get killed over a car.
I personally don't understand why he would go there, but still doesn't erase anything, you know, whatever he had in mind and originally, I mean, he just... you know more now than you would have known if he hadn't. I mean, I'm not condoning he went.
Yeah, I understand you mean.
But then if he knows where you are, and if he thinks that you might be involved in the attorney and trying to get the property and all that, you know, it's best to, based on his past history, you know, stay out of his way, really.
Well, this is why I called her this morning and told her to ask Bubba to contact me because I just definitely do not plan to become involved with Solid Home. She invited him there before I came here, and if it had been one of those easy cases, I would have done what I could do. But it seems as though Charlie has found himself a home, and I am not going to put my life out on the line trying to keep him out of there. So I did want them to know.
Uh-huh. And besides, I mean, you know, a home... is an asset, but it's also a problem. You know, he's got roofing to take care of, and he's got taxes and painting, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not being with any ambition as he is. I mean, he will eventually, although it's paid for, he's going to eventually lose it. It's going to go down to nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And he can't sell it because he can't clear the title.
Right. And all he has is one big headache. He'd be better off if he had a room renting somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But maintaining a home is a hassle, you know.
Well, he can have that one, because like I said before, I'm not going to bother too much about that.
Oh, not at all, you know.
Because I had tried in the past, and every piece of paper I would show saying that, you know, that the house was bought by her alone, he would try to find something else to show that he was buying it, and he was married to her, and then I sent the copy of the divorce decree in, and then he decided that he was paying for certain things, and Wade said that he's got new drapers in the house. Of course, like Bill said, Wade tells, you know, you can't believe everything he said, so I don't know. But I do know one thing, I'm not going to take a chance on my life for that house, because a house and a car and everything like that, it's not everything.
Right.
And It's certainly, to me, not worth more than my life. So I think what I will do is just, I'll probably have to just go on and sell the car.
Yeah, I think by all means, I would have somebody to do it for me with a commission, you know. If you still know that guy, seriously, he bought it from, I don't know if he's still there or not, you know.
No, I bought it at,
I'm thinking of your car, yeah.
My car?
Yeah, you got yours.
At Phoenix, No, I got sold this car through a teacher's outfit. Well, it's not teachers, but it's one of those things where you get a discount, you know, so people get discounts.
Yeah, but I would let them pick it up and set it on their lot, somebody's lot, you know. Running at these little throwaway papers, you know. Not in ghetto area, but they don't have any money to even buy one. But what year of the car is that?
It's a 74.
Yeah, see the paper here I have over here I've been looking for. Use TV for myself, you know. So these little papers out in the Carson area, I mean, where the white folks buying them, you know. And then they just started trading back and forth, refrigerators and stoves and so forth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if that car is running at a good price, it would sell. But I definitely would not. Because the man has to be miserable. I mean, you know, he's got dirty clothes to be taken care of and ironing, you know, and food preparation, and it's not that easy. And when he's miserable as he is, he just might do anything.
I know it. And that's one thing that worries. I can't understand why Wade would go sashaying over there.
I don't either. Especially without concern with somebody, you know. And say, what do you think if I do this? I've been thinking about what do you think about it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But just to independently, I don't understand that. That is to say, it's not all bad, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I understand, but I just, like I said before, I have a feeling, and he may be justified in his feelings toward me. Wade doesn't like me at all. That I do know. Okay. I had a feeling that, frankly, Wade felt that would be one way. Since he can't kill me, he figured that Charlie would. Now, I just really feel that Wade must be trying to get me killed. And I haven't told Wade that, and I don't want to say that to him. But that's the only thing that could come to my mind, that he is definitely trying to get me killed. Because that was the perfect way.
Well, I don't know. Was your name brought up or anything? Did he acknowledge, say that, something about that?
About what?
You.
Sure.
Oh, he did mention you.
Not last night. He's told me before that he hates me.
Well, no. I thought you said he may have mentioned you to Charlie, so he did.
He might have.
Yeah, he was driving a car. Although it seemed to me that he wouldn't tell you that's what he said, you know, because he knew that you would be driving a car. By telling you, you know, would make, you know, not to drive it, you know. I don't know why he...
Well, he said it, and Bill agreed to, you can talk with Bill later on, but it was almost like it was a funny story. He enjoyed it. He enjoyed the whole thing.
Yeah, well,
Now, Bill even doubts that he even went.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what Wade's intentions were. And it's no problem with me with another car. It's just that that car, you know, runs a lot better than mine, and I had insured and...
Oh, you can get all that transferred.
Well...
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the money reimbursed on that one thing and transferred to the other one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But normally I would say, well, forget about it, but based on how miserable he must be and based on his past history, you know, I certainly wouldn't take any chances. Not at all. Not for one minute.
No, I don't think it's worth it either. In fact, I even hate to have it on a lot now because there are other people's lives that are jeopardized because of it. And so I just...
Well, he didn't mean that he would arbitrarily anybody, you know, if he wasn't. He pretty much had it in mind who he was talking about, you know. He figured it was some relative, somebody responsible for Saul's actions.
Well, he knows that Mabel was the one that did most of the moving. I was there part of the time, even though he did tell Earl C. that I was standing at the car putting the things in as fast as Mabel was, you know, packing them.
Yeah.
But Mabel...
Well, that's what he told me. He wouldn't arbitrarily just say anybody strange. It would have to be somebody who he would feel...
that had some reason for her going.
Something that would hurt her. You know.
And that's why I said, I don't know what Wade said. Now, Wade never said what he said.
Yeah.
He just kept saying that Charlie was doing the talking.
Yeah, he would like to hurt Paula, but since he can't get to Paula, he would like to some way hurt her indirectly, you know, with some relative or something.
And Wade can't get to me, so what he wants to do is have someone...